It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here. Eon the Peon is here. And you're welcome to be here as well because it's time for the Harris Challenge. If you haven't played in the last month, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on your cell phones, *KTRS. Quick plug for the other times you can hear me is on my new syndicated weekend radio show called America Weekend. It airs on KTRS at midnight on Saturday and Sunday nights, 3 hours of me. And then another host by the name of Tory Ryder comes on and does a couple of hours after I'm done. And hope you'll check that out and stay in touch as well. You can always email paul@harrisonline.com or follow me on Twitter @PaulHarrisShow or check out my page on the radio station's website, which is KTRS.com. All right, let's play the challenge, and contestant number one is Julie. Hi, Julie. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Nothing really. Just love the show. Love listening to you.
Thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate it. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll have the categories and questions for this week spill out of the computer, and you tell us the one you want to start with. Category one is, have you been paying attention? Our weekly topical category. Category two is, gay and married. And category three, a planet full of animals. Which one would you like, Julie?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get them all right, we call it the clean sweep, but you don't even have to get that far to win. You just need 8 points or more to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs with all locations. We also have two tickets to see the new documentary Dirty Wars opens today at Plaza Frontenac and follows investigative reporter
Jeremy Scahill
as he follows the activities of the Joint Special Ops Command. It's a world of covert operations unknown to the public.
I watched this documentary last week, and then I interviewed Jeremy on America Weekend, and he uncovers unbelievable stuff that's going on that we know nothing about. What these men and women in the Joint Special Ops team are doing. Essentially, these are the guys who got bin Laden, and they're doing night raids on all these towns in Afghanistan. Some of them work, some of them don't work. He found out examples of both of those. And that's what this is story is, because so much of what's going on in Afghanistan, just like it did in Iraq, is stuff that, you know, we don't know the details of everything our military is doing, or even where they're doing it. And not only that, he talks about the fact that some of it's going on in other places besides Iraq and Afghanistan, like Somalia and Yemen and others. So it's a really important documentary and really good stuff.
And these people do not exist on paper and will never appear before Congress.
That's a good slogan. That's nice. Yeah, I like that. Wow. Dirty Wars, it's called, opens today at Plaza Frontenac.
That's right. And that's a prize package of well over
$1 million.
All right, Julie, have you been paying attention to your category? By the way, I do have to warn you because of federal regulations that if you don't get 8 points, 7 or less, I will have to punish you. You understand that, right?
I do.
And it's the risk you're willing to take to play the Harris Challenge.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL team released Aaron Hernandez just 2 hours after he was arrested for his involvement in the death of his friend Odin Lloyd this week?
Patriots.
Correct. Where were people named Maria, Roger, Victoria, and Caroline affected by this week's Wednesday wipeout?
No, pass.
What's the name of the Texas legislator who gained national fame this week by filibustering for over 11 hours in a pair of pink sneakers?
Oh, pass.
The Today Show beat Good Morning America for the first time in months this week because of Matt Lauer's interview with whom?
Paula Deen.
Correct. Which NASA spacecraft launched in 1977 is said this week to be close to becoming the first artificial object to leave our solar system? Is it Voyager, Gemini, or Explorer?
Gemini?
Voyager.
Dang.
All right, the Wednesday wipeout. Maria, Roger, Victoria, Caroline. Where was that?
God. Was it a state? I don't know.
It was at Wimbledon. Maria Sharapova, Roger Federer, Victoria Azarenka, and Caroline Wozniacki, all previous number one ranked players, all got knocked out of Wimbledon in the second round on Wednesday.
And Rafael Nadal got knocked out in the first round.
In the first round, right.
Wow.
You know Djokovic has got to be going, all right, why yeah. bother at this point? Just give it to me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wendy Davis was the name of that Texas legislator. That was an amazing thing that filibustered you the other night. And you were right about Paula Deen. She did help the Today Show win. But the very next day, Good Morning America was way back on top, slaughtering them in wow. the ratings. So let's see how you did here, Julie. You okay. got the one and the four, and that's only 5 points, I'm sorry to say. Yeah, it means you have to be punished. So here today, punishment music, I didn't even remember that I had in the depths, in the back of the hard drive, in a file that I forgot had existed. Because in my mind, there's no reason why anybody would think Led Zeppelin should be disco.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here's the Wonder Band.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People were probably serious when they did
that. They were absolutely serious.
Oh,
that was brutal.
Somebody in a studio somewhere said, if only we could dance to Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry you didn't win, Julie, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And we move on to our next contestant now. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm a first-time caller. Listen to you guys and Frank O'Pinion every day, just about, so I guess that's about it.
Well, we appreciate that. Here are the categories on the board: gay and married, a planet full of animals, or California, here I come.
Let's try the gay and married.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, 8 or better to win. Anthony, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV talk show host is married to Portia de Rossi?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Correct. Which How I Met Your Mother star is married to David Burtka?
The LaFan guy. Doogie Howser guy.
You can pass if you want. We come back to it.
Pass.
Which star of A League of Their Own married Michelle Rounds last year?
Pass.
Four-pointer, which one-time Star Trek star married his longtime partner Brad Altman in 2008?
Yes.
Which Sex and the City star married Christine Marinoni in 2012?
Definitely pass that one.
Then we're back to the two-pointer, and you're going to run out of time. The How I Met Your Mother star married to David Burtka. Let me ask the judges, can we accept that Doogie Howser guy?
No.
You actually need the name?
No.
Had to have Neil Patrick Harris there.
Yes. Exactly.
The League of Their Own star who married Michelle Rounds is Rosie O'Donnell. The one-time Star Trek star who married Brad Altman is George Takei. And the yep. Sex and the City star who married Christine Marinoni is Cynthia Nixon. So, Anthony, all you got was Ellen DeGeneres for 1 point.
Funny how Rosie married someone named Rounds.
And here is your punishment.
Oh, my goodness.
Why didn't Jimmy Page clap more in the original? Turn it off. Please, please, please.
Oh.
Anthony, right. I have to apologize, Anthony. I'm sorry I had to hear that.
me too, but I had fun.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You all too.
All right, let's meet our third contestant for today. Hello, Brad.
Howdy.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would love to, but you mentioned Rosie O'Donnell, and I had to listen to disco, and I'm sick to my stomach now.
Well, I can understand why. But which category would you like? We have a planet full of animals, California, Here I Come, or our new third category, City Movies.
City Movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Brad. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What city is in the title of a Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan romantic comedy?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Correct. What city is in the title of a Jimmy Stewart movie in which he plays Senator Jefferson Smith?
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Correct. What Colorado city is in the title of a 1995 Andy Garcia movie?
Pass.
What city is in the title of a Steve Martin movie that featured a very young Sarah Jessica Parker? What city is in the title of a 1940 movie that starred Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant?
Casablanca?
No. It was the Philadelphia Story. Back to the three-pointer. What Colorado city is in the title of a 1995 Andy Garcia movie? We need that one or the Steve Martin, Sarah Jessica Parker movie. 5 seconds.
I'm done.
Denver.
Denver. Things to do in Denver when you're dead is Andy Garcia and Steve Martin, Sarah Jessica Parker, L.A. Story. Los Angeles is what we needed there. Brad, you got the one and the two, and looks like a triple punishment day to me.
Ooh.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
By the way, this song, we could needle drop at any point in this song if I can use some old school technology to needle drop. Dan, this is as long as the original. The original of Stairway to Heaven is 7 minutes and 50 seconds. So is this version.
Wow.
Horrible. Horrible.
I used to be AM and the PM.
There's nothing I can do about it. We're following federal law here.
Yeah.
Gosh, I understand. I'm sorry.
I hope you have
and
a great weekend.
I apologize
weekend.
To the listeners.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, Brad. Thanks for playing. Here's our fourth contestant today. Hello, Glenn. Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to say. I'm willing to cheat to keep from being punished.
You know, we actually have had people in the past who've asked, could I use Google? And I tell them, look, if in the 60 seconds you have to answer these five questions, if you're fast enough with Google to find the answers to these questions, go ahead.
Yes.
But no,
I'll come up with another way.
By the way, go ahead and use Siri. I don't care. Whatever you need. Which category would you like, Glenn? We have a planet full of animals or California, Here I Come?
How about planet full of animals, please?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On our planet, are there more species of animals on land or in the water?
Water.
Water's right. What is the biggest animal to ever live on Earth?
Brontosaurus, or they call it Stegosaurus.
Well, we're talking about post-dinosaur times.
Elephant.
The blue whale. What happens to a female giant octopus when her eggs hatch?
She dies.
She dies is right. If you're looking at a normal, healthy, adult manta ray, is it longer or wider?
Wider.
Longer. If a shark is swimming in a figure eight pattern, is it hungry, or sleeping, or frightened?
Listen.
No, that shark is frightened.
He's drunk.
Glenn, I'm sorry. No, that's you, Dan.
Oh.
If you're driving in a figure eight pattern.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the healthy adult manta ray, 29 feet long, 22 feet across.
Wow.
And Glenn, let's recap what you did here. You got one for the water and three for the dead octopus, and that's only 4 points. Wow. It's been a while since we've had a quadruple punishment day.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to think it's all the way back to last Friday.
Yeah.
Didn't we have it last week?
I think we did.
I think we did, too.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, you earned it.
I earned it.
Makes me wonder why you would do this in the first place. Glenn, I'm sorry. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Let's see if we can get one winner out of today and make it. Mike, I want to make that you.
Well, I would, too.
All right. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, actually, I hope I lose. I got my leisure suit on, my white shoes. I'm ready to disco.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear about that. Category left on the board here is California, Here I Come. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band had a number one hit in 1977 with Hotel California?
Eagles.
Eagles is right. Which Led Zeppelin album contained the song Going to California? Was it Led Zepp 4, Physical Graffiti, or In Through the Outdoor?
In Through the Outdoor.
Led Zeppelin 4. Who had a big hit in 1985 with a remake of the Beach Boys song California Girls? Which vocal quartet had a smash hit in 1966 with California Dreamin'?
Beach Boys.
You said the Beach Boys? It's the Mamas and the Papas. Which rock band did the song I Got a Line on You and was led by a guy named Randy California? Was it Nazareth, Spirit, or Poco?
Poco.
It's Spirit. And the 1985 remake of the Beach Boys song, California Girls, was done by David Lee Roth. That's right. So, what's the last time we had a quintuple punishment
day? I don't know. It's been a while.
Can we even take it? I remind the listeners, we're the ones with headphones cranked up.
I know. Spirit, wasn't that like a one-hit wonder there? Was that their only?
I think they had a couple of hits, but that was maybe two at the most. Yeah, I'm sorry about this, Mike, but I've got to do it.
That's okay. Let's dance.
He was ready.
Don Cornelius just called. He said, not on Soul Train, not anywhere.
Wow.
I know. Well, Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win.
That's okay. AM and the PM. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And that's the Harris Challenge. Were these the toughest questions ever?
Are
there sunspots or something? I don't know. But we will have a new Harris Challenge for you next Friday. Yes, it'll be the extended holiday weekend, but I'll be here, and so will the Harris Challenge, and you'll get to play right after the 5:15 news, or the 5 o'clock news, which takes until 5:15. We do it every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.